Good afternoon, Hoagland's Landscape.
Hey, is Mike in by chance?
I don't know if he's back there or not. I can check who's calling, please.
This is Tyler with Cardiff.
Hang on just a second.
Thank you.
You still there?
Yes.
Hang on.
This is Mike Hoagland. May I help you?
Hey, Mike. It's Tyler with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Doing fine.
Good. Good. It's Friday. You got to be doing good, right?
Busy.
There you go. Well, I won't take up much of your time. I'm just looking to follow up here on an offer that we had sent you. It was about 2 weeks ago. It was based off some prior financing you had done with GE Capital a few years back. Is any of that ringing a bell?
Yeah, I remember reading that, I think.
Okay. Well, yeah, it was a pre-approval there for some equipment financing and working capital. And it looks like you got pre-approved right around $250K.
Yeah.
Just kind of wanted to touch base with you and just kind of see where the business was at, see if you had any plans for growth here in the next quarter.
Well, we are looking at, we actually have two things. We actually trying to, tornado almost hit our office too and blew up the back of our entire facility. We're fixing to build a new
insurance.
But I bought about 4 miles down the road. I want to open up a horticulture distribution company, which is a spinoff of what I do here at my construction company.
Mm-hmm.
Our construction company, we have three divisions. We have our irrigation division, our landscape construction, and then our horticultural care grounds maintenance, which we're doing about, I don't know, $7.5 to $8 million. One year we hit close. That's about our range of size company we are.
Okay.
We are, we have a line of credit we work off of at our local bank, which we moves around some, but we are looking to, I bought these 12 acres and I'm going to have to do something there, open up this business. And, of course you're mainly equipment. Y'all are mainly the equipment side, aren't you? Financing equipment.
It's equipment and working capital. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that program. It's pretty much similar to a line of credit, but it gives you more access to cash and, it's completely unsecured. So you can use it however you see fit for the business.
Well, to answer the question, I'm working on I'm going to try to get this business that I've got going, get started on the development of it, and try to open it up in the spring, which is, 6 or 8 months away.
Yeah.
And I've been doing business with my local bank here, but I've got a lot of money tied up in land right now, land-rich, cash poor. Of course, I've got a tremendous amount of equity in my land. I mean, about $1.5 million of equity I've got in this raw dirt I've bought in two places, and not a lot of return on raw dirt, but it's a good investment because I know it's very stable, and from in this economy right now, land's about as solid a thing as you can get into right now.
But
send me some information. I don't know if I have anything right now, but where are y'all out of?
We're actually out in San Diego.
San Diego. I remember that, seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
Equipment, we finance, we have about 25 to 30 trucks, tractors. We probably have 40 pieces of rolling equipment or 50 every day. We usually turn our trucks over about every 3 years. Tractors, forklifts, equipment like that.
Wow.
We usually, we'll keep those a little longer. But we try to, some of our trucks, we used to try to turn them every 3 years. We were in a lease program at one time. We got out of that. I don't look at I have a guy that manages our fleet for us, and I don't look into it that closely, but I do get involved in it when we're buying something new and moving around. And, a truck's much more attractive when it's paid for. You know how
of
that
course.
Is.
Of course, yeah. Question here. You got the current company here with the construction, and you kind of got the three sectors of it. What is it that you were looking to start on the distribution side of it?
It's going to be a re-wholesale operation. We're the largest landscape company in North Louisiana by far. And there's no one, you go to Dallas, Houston, Atlanta, San Antonio, Austin, I've been to San Diego before, looked at one of their operations. They are re-wholesale distribution centers. They're the guy who supplies the landscape construction industry. There are more small landscape companies now in our community than ever in history, and I've probably put 20 of them in business over the years. We've been in business here 33 years, and that's the American way. Guy comes to work for you, learns a little bit about the business, opens up his own little deal.
Mm-hmm.
But they have no supply. They have no backup. Nobody. They have to drive 200 miles to go get product, and I want to bring it to the doorstep here. We've always done some studying and stuff, and our market used to be, I considered, a little small for this. This is strictly be a re-wholesale, be just a distribution center where we bring in all the product for all of our vendors and we sell. The only drawback is, I'm not going to put my name on it, but, you know, the fact that I'm the biggest landscape construction company in North Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
how many of these small guys are going to want to buy from me when I'm the biggest guy already competing against them? But if they're smart, and I think a lot of them are, and they use their brain, they think, golly, if I don't have to drive over across this guy.
Well, yeah.
He's supplying me all I need for this job. I can get my margins right. I don't have to freight.
Yeah.
I don't have to take off. He can deliver it to me. Everything I need, one stop shop.
Uh-huh.
And I think the timing is right. I'll be the first person in this market to ever do it. And I've got friends in Dallas, Houston. I'm going to Houston in 2 weeks to meet with some guys. And of course, wow. Those are giant markets. You know, those are
yeah.
giant. Our town. Our metropolitan area is about 350, you know, probably 400,000 people in our whole entire northwest Louisiana. So we're a small,
mm-hmm.
we're a small community, but there's enough going on to support,
to sustain it. Yeah,
to sustain it. I think we're at that time to where we can do that and bringing it all together.
Uh-huh.
And I would be selling to developers. You know,
I mean, if your price makes sense, I would think they would care less who it is they're buying it from.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah, you know, exactly.
Whether you're
you
the
know.
Top dog or not, I mean, if
yeah.
it makes sense for the business and they're able to profit off of it.
That's going to probably cost me. I've already got the land. I've got the office built on the property already. Infrastructure, site work, grading, drainage, permits, all the stuff. I'm going to probably spend about $500,000
mm-hmm.
to get up and running. I've been putting some budget. Now, I may can do it for a little bit less, but, you know, I've already bought the property. It's not paid for yet, but it's over halfway paid for. And then I've got a 3,000-square-foot office house on it, which will be. So I've got that.
Wow.
Really, it's just site work.
What's your time frame for when you might be finished with all that? Is that still
probably? Well, I'd love to do it this fall, but I don't have time. I don't have time because I'm a hands-on operator. My business is bigger than me by far, but I'm the guy, and I'm still very involved in day-to-day operations of my parent company, but I've brought my son in that's working for me. I have another general manager that I can, because it's going to take me to get, I've got to go hire some staff to build, think about this operation, it'll run on, I project, you know, $1.5 to $2 million in revenue, hopefully the first year is kind of my business plan. But I only have to have 3 employees, where the business I run now has 70 employees, because
wow.
I'm in the service business, and we're so labor-intensive, and labor is your biggest problem. That's, you know, that's your biggest headache. Human
yeah.
beings are your biggest. I can buy trucks all day long, can't buy people. Wish I could, but I can't. Y'all don't finance people, do you?
I wish we did. We'd be making a killing.
Yeah.
But no, I've actually been working in the trucking industry as well, and yeah.
Yeah.
They're saying they got trucks and no one to drive them. And,
yeah, if you can't pass a drug test, you can't pay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Our political climate in the last 30 years has just wiped out the American worker. They sit home and get subsidies and do nothing and do drugs and, you know, the working man is gone, just about.
With the with that line of credit you guys said you had, what is it that you use that line of credit for? Is it for like
usually
payroll?
Like, it's just $250,000 line of credit, and like if I'm doing a large, like we just did $1 million job the other day, which is that's a big job for us. That's a large project. But doing half, excuse me, 1 second.
No, take your time. You're good.
Yeah, he told me. Yeah, so he's going over. Yeah, go ahead and bring it in. We don't need it out there with that job anymore. Got to go and bring it in. He's go to Mr. Acres and take care of those pots. Yeah. Okay, great. All right, thank you. But, no, the line of credit's used mainly for, like right now, just a good example. Here we are, we're doing about 7.5. My AR is $1 million today, which is a lot of money out there in AR. Because we have a lot of commercial projects. It just goes in timing. And then you do, you know, and think about the commercial world, you don't get paid very quickly. It's usually 60, 90 days.
That was going to be my next question for you, is the payout structure there. So you are on like a net 60, net 90 for some of these contracts?
Yeah, that's just the commercial. Now, on residential.
You do both commercial and residential?
We do both. We do both.
Okay.
And we're about 50-50.
Okay.
Now, residential, we try to turn it around. It's net 30 on everybody on residential.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't always work out that way, but in commercial, it's usually 60 to 90. You know, when you're drawing out, and my vendors, I've been around for a long time, so my vendors, many of my vendors will give me 60 days easily, you know, sometimes 90, depending on the deal. But, you know, and also, but then again, my small mom-and-pop vendors, they can't do that. They got to have cash flow. Everybody's got to have cash flow, so we'll take that line sometimes and pay AP or, you know, work off of that as an extra if we need to keep, you know, keep people happy and keep the flow going.
Yeah, I see there. I mean, this, you guys got a very impressive operation going over there.
It's hard work, and we've been around a long time, and it's a day to grind. It's nothing.
Yeah,
it's no easier than it was when I started out of college back in the late '80s. You know, it's been going. It's never
so
ending. But
I think the most attractive thing that you might be interested here would definitely be on the working capital side.
Yeah.
Especially if you're looking to start up here with something else and you want to use some funds to get that going.
Well, like right now, you're probably correct. Like my best friend owns a Chevrolet dealership. He's a real good friend of mine, and he's also a good client. And like we have a line of credit, I think, of $200,000 or something with Allied Financial for our fleet, for our trucks.
Mm-hmm.
We just go buy a truck. We're already pre-approved, turn a truck in, and so we have an account, you know, that's just a vehicle conduit.
Yeah.
But our operating capital for doing this addition would be where that's, you know, and to collateralize that note, you know, the land, and I can more than collateralize that note with just the value of the land, and of course, depending on how much cash I have to come up with.
Yeah.
So when you start a brand new business, you know, I put 35% down on the land, which is a little strong compared to, you know, most people, but I just tied up some cash into it. And you know, depending on, you know, personally, you know, I just bought a farm and bought another, I'm buying up a 1,000-acre farm right now, and it's eating up, you know, almost 4,000 acres, eating up cash in a big way. But that's what I want. That's my hobby and passion. Not a great business deal, but it's 2 miles from downtown, and eventually that lands, I could double my money today if I wanted to, but I don't want to sell it. But
yeah,
I've tied up, you know, I've got over $1 million, said over $1.5 million or so, close to it, tied up in just cash money and raw dirt and just agricultural farmland. But I live on the place, and that's my, you know, that's my dream, and I love it, and that's why I'm not trying to, I don't want neighbors, and I don't want to sell it, and it's beautiful, but it's also, my liquidity has been hampered by this. You know, I've got, and that's a little bit of a problem.
Yeah.
Collateral-wise, I'm good, but as far as liquid cash, I'm not good right now.
Okay.
You know, I've tied up.
I see. So
much of my personal cash in that deal right now.
Okay. Well, with the working capital that we do here, what we're able to do is usually free up anywhere from about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So there's no collateral with it. There's no down payment. You can use it for whatever you see fit if you wanted to use it on the existing business or whatever you wanted to use that for, you could. If cash flow has been the concern, especially if you're getting put on some net 60, net 90s with some of these commercials, and you just kind of want to maintain that cash flow during times like that, that's definitely something we can help you out with. And the crucial part here, too, with the situation that you're in is it's actually a renewable source here. So you can come back halfway through whatever term you decide to choose, refinance, get available to additional cash at longer terms, lower rates. It really only gets better from there for you. I would love to see what we could do for you, because you're growing and we want to align ourselves with companies that are on that same track.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a matter of the time frame that you see yourself doing this and kind of when it's going to make sense. That's just going to be up to you, I would say.
Okay. Well, let me email me your contact and everything. My mm-hmm. email is mike@hoaglands, HOOGLANDS. It's my name.
Okay.
mike@hoaglands.net.
.net. Okay. Dot yeah, net. I'll shoot you the email over. It's just going to have my contact information as well as the summary of the offer that we had originally sent you.
Right.
Take a look at that. I'll give you some time to kind of look over that, maybe follow up with you next week. And if anything kind of sparks an idea there, if you have any questions, feel free to email me or call me back before then. But we can maybe touch base here in about a week and let you digest this. And if there's any plans you see that we can that you can benefit from and it makes sense for the company, we can proceed it to the application process, right, which is actually very simple here. So
let me ask you, totally off the subject, but it's not off mm-hmm. the subject. I'm a small businessman, been in business for 65 years with my family. I'm now in our fourth generation. My grandfather, my father, we're in two different towns. And the small businessman in our country is getting just crushed.
Yeah.
Our political situation is in dire. Of course, you're out on the West Coast. Now, you're San Diego, so you're not as weirdo as your northern. When I was at Napa last month.
I wouldn't get carried away with that, but yes, I see what you're saying.
I was up Napa for a little five-day trip about a month ago, and
beautiful up there.
Oh God, it's beautiful. But I'm not into sharing bathrooms with people and other girls. Now, she's beautiful. I don't mind that. But I always joke with people. As a matter of fact, I just got a deal about giving money to Trump. If Hillary Clinton goes in, I'm probably not going to bar dime, and I'm probably not going to grow my business. That's how I'm afraid mm-hmm. of. And I always ask people, you know, this political deal. So I don't get political in business because I don't want to. You know, it's a touchy subject matter, but. What are the folks out in your part of the world? They're all Hillary Clinton people, pretty much?
It's kind of a mix, honestly. I don't even get involved with it, to be honest with you. I think it's beyond a joke, especially with those are the two people that we were able to come up with the amount of
Obamacare. Obamacare is killing me. I just tell you, I'm getting off of something that, like, Obamacare cost me $14,000 a month. That's what it did to me. Cash money every month. $14,000 a month, and it's just and the EPA, OSHA, Department of Labor, Homeland Security,
uh-huh.
it is just making it so. My youngest son, I said, I don't know if you want to go into private business right now with things. If this bitch gets elected, and I'm gonna call her that just openly, crook and a bitch, but I don't know her. I can't call her a bitch yet, but I guess she is. But that's what I'm saying. If I'm not joking, I mean if she gets elected, and I've got some real power brokers. I get into politics pretty heavy around here, and I donate to mm-hmm. people and senators and governors and presidential. I got on the Romney deal, but obviously I'm a Southern boy, so I'm conservative. Obviously,
uh-huh.
I'm a businessman. I'm not a racial person at all.
Yeah,
just a conservative businessman trying to do right and do well and employ a lot of people. But always try to get it's interesting to get feedback from people in other parts of the world.
We're
Southern boys. I know Louisiana's made fun of a lot. We talk slow, but compared out there in California, of course, you're a different part of the world. San Diego from up around San Francisco is a different part of the world.
Oh, yeah, it's night and day.
Yeah, big difference.
Just a few hours north, I agree. But, no, actually, that's what's funny that you bring that up is the amount of businesses that literally have been on a standstill for the entire year just because of the election year. They're concerned with what's going to happen that they're afraid to do anything, which is...
Well, see, our area of the world is tremendous hydrocarbon, oil and gas. East Texas and Louisiana are the number one and two states in the country for oil and gas. I mean, our economy is so driven by that. And of course, that's a worldwide problem, not just, but if our right political environment gets in, the cash flow... The money tree really starts dropping money when it starts. It really changes everything. Banking, everybody around here is on skates right now. And if people don't spend money, the economy comes to a screeching halt, and that affects mm-hmm. us in a big way too. But it's just interesting to see other parts of the world what they're experiencing. Of course, when banks can't sell money, nothing happens. Nothing's moving. You know, if y'all got money to sell. If no, you've got no takers, then y'all's business dies. I mean, you just gotta, you know, you gotta be able.
Yeah, and that's kind of why we've been able to thrive here, is just because of how conservative the kind of typical nationwide banks have been with lending, the amount of restrictions and basically everything you got, all the hoops you got to jump through just to get an approval. So that's kind of where we've been able to excel, which is
what's
like good for you guys.
Yeah.
it's great for businesses that get an opportunity on the table and they need to take advantage of it, and that's where we step in.
Well,
so
when you send me that email, give me some ideas on your rates and numbers, and kind of give me some projections and numbers. If you do $250,000, $500,000, just kind of give me some numbers on that. See where we kind of get a feel for it. And I'm gonna start working on my business plan, and I'll give you my cell number too, if you don't mind.
Yeah, what's the good number
for you? Reach that way. 318 area code.
318-208-1057. 1057. Okay, I'll put that down as the direct contact there for future, and I'll shoot you the email there and put some details in it for you, and then there'll actually be a link in there as well for our website. You can check us out, kind of see the history of us and what we're about, what we specialize in, and I'll maybe try and touch base with you late next week and just kind of see if anything sparked interest there, if there's something that we can do for you or work out. We'll kind of reconvene then.
Good deal. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. It was great talking with you. We'll be in touch. Enjoy your weekend, okay?
You too. Have a good day.
Bye.